are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the TSA is now allowing us to bring small knives, golf clubs, bats, ski poles on the planes. We still can't bring water. We still can't bring the kid's sippy cup, right? No, but, I mean, you have to throw it out or bring it empty. And then once you get through security, you could go and buy a $4.50 bottle at the airport. But knives, okay. So I guess a number of previously banned items will be allowed for the first time since the September 11th terrorism attacks. Flight attendants apparently aren't pretty happy about this. They said it would endanger passengers and crew. Now, this goes in effective April 25th, where small knives and blades that are 2.36 inches or less in length and less than 1/2 inch wide are going to be allowed. Okay, so the 1/2 inch has to be at the widest point. You know, the blade is kind of wide and then it comes down to a point. So at the widest, not the tip, at the widest 1/2 inch, the length, how long, no longer than 2.36 inches, which I guess equates to 6 centimeters. 6 centimeters. So, you know, kind of like your Swiss Army knives are supposed to be okay, etc. Yeah. Now, if you have, you know, those big, huge, you know, those knives banned from World War One, right, that kind of has the knuckle thing, no, those still are not allowed. If there's a molded grip to the knife, if the knife has a fixed blade or locks firmly when in use, no. Some of these 2-inch girthy blades, no, not be allowed. You're also going to be able to bring your billiard cue. So for those of you that play pool, you could bring those cues on the plane. You can bring your ski poles, your hockey sticks, your lacrosse sticks. I guess you still can't bring razors or box cutters. I don't think box cutters will ever be allowed back on the plane because, again, that was used in the September 11th attack. So I think even if they think box cutters aren't sharp enough, you know, and may satisfy the rule just because it's still, you know, it's still so soon, I don't think they'll just ever allow box cutters. Liquids, again, still in place. Anything under 3 ounces must be declared at the security checkpoint. Luckily, my makeup hasn't been a problem. In the olden days, my makeup was a big problem. Now they're like, all right, it's my makeup. And I show them, I go, look, really? You really want to make me throw out my makeup? So thank God we're able to bring our makeup. You know, it did give the industry a whole little boost. Do you notice that when you go to Walmart or Target, there's this whole section now of travel size containers? So if you need to put your shampoo, if you need to put your lotion, etc., you could purchase those. Yeah, they'll sell a buck or two, but look at the industry. And then, of course, right after all this happened, bottled water jumped, you know, at these airports. And now airports make more money. They love it. Airports love it, you know, because, you know, you have to wait. They tell you to get to the airport 2 hours ahead. Well, the average person needs a drink within 2 hours. So they timed this perfectly. They probably consulted gustatory specialists, maybe had an ENT, a dentist involved when they came up with these rules, and they go, okay, here we go. Here we go. No fluids. No fluids at all. You go through the checkpoint. Now you're sitting there, and you're going to be thirsty. And right as you're waiting for the gate, there's the food court. Now, there's still some airports where the older airports where the food court is outside security. Was that at New Orleans? New Orleans, I saw Popeye's Chicken in New Orleans. And I wanted to get Popeye's Chicken, but you need a drink because Popeye's Chicken's a little spicy. And so we couldn't purchase the Popeye's Chicken because we were going through security. And I'm not going to sit there and try to down a drink right before Popeye's. So we just skip Popeye's completely. So if I were Popeye's in New Orleans airport, I would probably say, can you please move me past the security checkpoint? So they just need to get their act together. Okay. Bats. How many of you actually bring a bat on a plane? I didn't realize bats were banned to begin with. Have you guys been bringing bats? No. I gotta tell you, that really would, all I would have to do is just hold up the, if I actually was able to walk on a plane with a bat, yeah, I bet my kids would probably be a lot more respectful of me. They'd probably misbehave less. See, they know mama has absolutely nothing in my arsenal if they act up on the plane. I have nothing. I don't even have hairspray. Nothing. So I can't even paint their nails. You know, I wanted to do that. One day, you know, they were acting bad. So what I was going to do was I was going to, when they fell asleep on the plane, paint their toenails. Well, I can't even bring nail polish on them. I mean, I suppose you could. Okay. So anyway, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants categorically rejects a proposal to allow knives of any kind in the cabin, and they don't understand why such a momentous decision was made without any consultation. You know, nobody really asks flight attendants their opinion, do they? Honestly, has anybody ever talked to flight attendants about our security on a plane? Nobody really talks to them. They talk to government officials, TSA. But don't you think the flight attendants really know what's going on? Don't you think they know all the bull crap we pull on a plane? They know. They know we take off our seatbelt. They know that we leave our cell phones on and we try to get a quick text in on the runway when they tell us to power off, right? They know we don't really go into airplane mode on our cell phones. So if they know that, you would think they would know all the tricks. So if they say we don't like the idea of these little pocket knives, well, now, I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, we're talking pocket knives, please. A pocket knife could still stab a jugular. You have a crazy. They could still use it to slice the neck. I mean, anybody that knows anatomy, I mean, any sort of blade, I don't really see why pocket knives. I'm really more worried about the water. But I understand some idiot, where was it? Was it... Was it in England where somebody was going to make a mixture and that was going to be a bomb and that's why we don't have fluids? Honestly, it takes one doofus to really blow it for us. So, I don't really have any pocket knives. I don't have to bring them. I'm more worried about my bottled water. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1577.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1617.11, $808.55 for a half ounce, or $404.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1617.11, $808.55, and $404.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. So pretty quickly, I'm sure you've heard that the 87-year-old woman who had died at Glenwood Gardens, I guess they were apartments, assisted living apartments in Bakersfield. The family of the woman who had died when the nurse had refused CPR is not going to sue because they said, look, she didn't want life prolonging intervention. In fact, they say that Lorraine Bayless, the mother that died, actually wanted to be in a facility that wouldn't give CPR. Now, the facility is still going to be investigated from what we understand. And who knows, maybe some of these facilities that aren't licensed are going to now be under some sort of, I guess, regulation to at least have somebody there that offers CPR or at least post a sign. Maybe pass out a little pamphlet to people walking in that they don't offer CPR. But it looks like this was the woman's wishes. She wanted to die naturally, did not want any intervention. But it still has sparked the controversy, which is why we've been talking about it throughout this week, of, you know, when is protocol and legality and liability superseding common sense and human instinct to want to save a life? Okay, you know, some of you have asked, well, what am I supposed to do? What if I get hired by a company that says don't give CPR? I couldn't live with myself if I didn't give CPR, well, then don't work for the company. I mean, you know, this is a very, very strange situation for a lot of non-medical people listening to this. And I understand that for me, it was something that I had to kind of sift through when I was younger. So I'm already over it. I know you have some people that don't want to be helped, some people that don't want to be helped. And it was very, very difficult when I had a patient who I'd been talking to, I had been giggling with, later start to crump. And then a day or two later, the decision had to be made as they coded to not help them and to stand there and, you know, not jump in, but it was a DNR. That's what they wanted. They, you know, were at the end of a beautiful life. And that was very difficult for me to sit there. I know for a lot of you, you're kind of dealing with this now going, huh? I don't get it. I went through that already. In medical school and as a resident. And I still, if I wasn't in the hospital setting and there wasn't a DNR, oh my gosh, I would be all over it. I mean, that's just how I was trained. I couldn't, based on a policy of a hospital or based on a policy of a facility, not jump in. But in that one case, I mean, I was the one that actually helped get the do not resuscitate order. I was sitting there going, look, you know, this was brought up to you at intake. Do you understand? And what this means, yeah, I don't want, you know, the patient did not want to be resuscitated. Very difficult to see that patient and then see that patient die. Very difficult to do. So one of the local news stations had asked me yesterday, you know, how do you not jump in anyway? Why don't you just say hang the code, hang the protocol, and just jump in and save a person's life? How do you not do that? And I believe this nurse is still going to be kept anonymous. I don't know if they've actually released her name. Because, I mean, some people want blood. They hate this woman. But in the medical community, this is something that's kind of commonplace. I mean, if there are assisted living apartments and people choose to go there and they go, look, I don't want any life-saving measures. I don't want anybody jumping and doing anything. Let me die. People have a right. They do. They have a right to choose no intervention. Now, the subject of euthanasia, right, and the Jack Kevorkian days, that's a whole other subject. Don't confuse do not resuscitate with euthanasia. Euthanasia is where we help the death along. Okay, no. Okay, we in the medical field, I mean, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for others, but I didn't go into medicine to help death along. I mean, on purpose, okay? God forbid an accident happens. I'm going to live with that, but still. I mean, I did not go into medicine to actively help somebody die, even though some people believe euthanasia is probably one of the most empathizing, sympathetic things you could do. And not assisting is barbaric. So it all depends on where you stand on the spectrum. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But a person who is 87 years old that does not want to be stripped in front of a whole room of people, right, and have a variety of people banging on their chest, you know, people want to die in dignity. You know, think about it. I mean, when there is a code and there is, I mean, it is not a very valiant way to leave this earth. And my father, for example, he did not want to be in a hospital when he died. He did not want to be, he wanted to die in the privacy of his own home. People do not want an audience when they die. They don't. That's why some of the luckiest people are believed to be the ones who pass away in their sleep. I still don't get that. I think the luckiest people are those of us who are alive, knock on wood. But in that setting, you know, they're home, they're in bed with their spouse, they wake up, or they don't wake up, and it's peaceful, nobody's stripping them in a whole bunch, you know, you're not vomiting, you're not bleeding in front of people, you get to leave this earth the way you want to be remembered. And so I think people do have a right. Now, this story is going to keep going on because they're going to investigate the facility. People are going to be ostracizing the nurse, who I don't even think was a nurse. I think she was in the administrative part, but had some nursing background. I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure what the situation is. But the family's like, no, of course we're not going to sue. Probably they've gotten hit up by a bunch of attorneys. Oh, you could just bet the sharks were all over this one. We'll help you sue. We'll help you sue. And good for the family. Bravo for the family saying, no, we don't want to sue. My mom wanted to go peacefully. That's why she moved in there. Now, where the crux of the matter is it doesn't look like there was a DNR order. Remember we talked about that a couple days ago? This wouldn't even be a story if there was the legal document saying do not resuscitate somewhere in her file. There wasn't. So this actually still could get pretty ugly for the facility. But, you know, sometimes we just want to tell people and we want to tell attorneys and we want to tell the justice system, can't we just die in peace? And that's what this woman wanted. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of peace after her death. Okay, if this is not how she wanted to leave this earth with all this publicity, we're really doing her a disservice right now. And I hope she's up there in heaven, not too upset about what's going on. But again, it's a media story, and the media love to make mountains out of molehills. And that's what they're doing with this. But, if you are, though, confused about a facility that one of your family members are in, or a facility that you are about to enroll somebody, and, again, like I said, get your stuff together. Get their stuff together. If your family member does not want to be resuscitated, make sure it's all over the place. You may even want to alert the media and say, look, I am enrolling my mother. I'm admitting my father into this facility. Okay, we do not want resuscitation. They don't want it. Can we get all this on TV so there's not this big hullabaloo if, God forbid, something happens? Now, one of you had asked me a few days ago, why then are patients being discharged from doctor's offices when they refuse a medication? If, doctors are very big on patients allowing, autonomy on their death and what to do with, in their final days or their final moments, then why are doctors not willing to listen if a person wants to refuse a simple medication? Okay, well, because, once you're dead, you can't sue them. If you're still alive, you can. I mean, if I am concerned that you have a melanoma and I suggest that it be addressed and you don't want to get it addressed, then I have the decision. You have the right to refuse anything I suggest. You do have the right. Go ahead. If you don't want to try a medication, that's fine. That's fine. But then I have a right as a doctor, and boy, am I losing my rights as each day progresses with the Affordable Health Care Act and just with the way socialized medicine is coming. But I do have the right to say, I don't want to be your doctor anymore. And I don't want somebody dying on my watch when I'm trying to do everything to prevent it from happening. If they don't have to die. You see what I mean? So if somebody says, look, just let the heart attack happen. Don't be giving me medication. I'd rather the heart attack happen so I die all at once. Okay, but go somewhere else. Why are you coming to me? Just for your pain medicines? That's not the type of doctor I want to be. I want to see patients who want to be helped. If you're just coming to me for pain pills, you probably aren't the right patient for my practice. Because I'm in medicine to help save lives and to help extend lives with God's help. What God's doing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I remember this weekend is daylight savings time, so we lose an hour. So I guess we have to push the clocks forward. Some of you really like that. Some of you like daylight savings time because then I guess it's daylight longer. I mean, where I live in Vegas, sometimes it just doesn't get dark till 8. It is cool because it makes you feel more awake. I just don't like losing that hour of sleep. It takes me so long. And you know how every year we get a study coming out, say daylight savings time causes heart attacks because of that loss of an hour? Do we really have to keep switching? Just leave it. Just pick what you want. Daylight savings time or the standard time. Just pick which one, and we should just deal with it. But, all right, just don't forget we got to deal with the clocks this weekend. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess Best Buy corporate workers now also have to come into the office and can't work from home. I guess the company has decided to end its quote-unquote results-oriented policy in favor of the traditional 40-hour work week done from an office environment. Of course, this comes after Yahoo's CEO Marissa Mayer required all workers to come to the office. This has sparked national debate. According to Minnesota Public Radio, the change was sparked in part because of the electronic retailer's struggling performance against online stores such as Amazon. The idea is that Best Buy's employees will be able to better collaborate and generate ideas while working in an office. You see, this is what they keep on saying. Better collaborate, generate ideas. That's what Yahoo CEO said too. That, why doesn't somebody just say they think people are screwing around on the clock and they want to get maximum out, you know, maximum work for the pay? Why aren't they just saying it? It really doesn't have to do with corroborating ideas. It's just they probably have a bunch of people working from home. They got to start skimming the fat. And they probably, you know, realize that if they have somebody that's actually at the office being watched and supervised, then more work could get done. I'm not saying people who work from home are screwing around, but that potential could exist. You know, and I do a lot of work at home. I don't work from home because I'm a physician and I'm, you know, I do radio. So I don't really know what that could be like. I'm assuming it could be wonderful. Can you imagine not having to drive to the office and to have your kids there? You don't have to pay for daycare. I mean, it's got to be awesome. But I also see myself, I'm going to be very honest, I see myself wanting to catch the rerun of Smash, wanting to have the news on in the background so I see the news, wanting to have my favorite music playing, running down to the fridge to eat something, answering the door when somebody comes to the door, while I'm on my computer at home, Facebook instant messaging coming my way, answering back, kids wanting to play, you wanting to take a little nap. Now, mind you, I would love the idea if I was in a business setting, being told, look, Dahlia, I just want results. I don't care how many hours you put in. I don't care if you work nights. I don't care if you work weekends, because I work nights and weekends anyway with what I do. I just want end result. I would like that. I would love it. Love it. But also, I'm a workaholic. I'm that type of person. I have no problem working on the weekends. In fact, I prefer it. I get bored on the weekends. There's really not a lot of good TV. Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, put me to work. I would love that. Have a dinner meeting. I'll do it. That's fine. So, but yeah, there probably is that potential. You know, now they're saying in studies, people who work from home are getting work done. They aren't screwing around. I'm sure they are, because if they weren't getting work done, they'd be fired. And somebody could argue that if you work from home, you're going to make sure that you show some sort of final result, you know, because you could be the first on the chopping block. So I see that. I see that. But my guess is some of these companies are looking at their bottom line. And with Obamacare coming in and you paying per health insurance, and if somebody's at home and you don't think you're getting that full 8 hours, I could see how, you know, I could see how they may start, okay, let's just kind of bring everybody in, let's see what they're doing and make decisions. Just mark my words, there's going to be cuts at these places. Unless the reason why they're doing this is, oh, here we go. Earlier this week, Best Buy announced 400 job cuts at its headquarters as part of a $725 million cost-cutting plan. They expect to announce more job cuts later this year. There we go. Told you. Also, you know, if you do say, all right, guys, sorry, you got to work at the office, how many people will quit? Because they really like working, you know, from home. They don't want to have to pay daycare. They want to be able to sit there and work with a baby. I mean, that's wonderful. I got to admit, if there is a company that does that, wow. I mean, you guys are lucky. Oh my gosh, I remember having to drag my baby to the hospital. Now, luckily, I was in my last year of residency, my last year of training. So most of my wards were already done. So I think I got 2 weeks maternity leave. And then I went back. And with the second baby, I went back after 3 days. I just couldn't be off work longer. And I brought the baby to the office. And so I brought the baby to work. I mean, bring your baby to work, you know, is obviously also another idea. You know, and everybody's, you know, complaining about the CEO of Yahoo building a nursery next to her office. Good for her. She's still coming to work. You know how easy it is for her to take off? Look at Jon Stewart with The Daily Show. Jon Stewart is going to take off the whole summer of The Daily Show because he's going to direct a film. That's, I mean, you know, some of you guys really have it nice with your jobs. Now, we've talked about why Best Buy is in trouble. Best Buy is in trouble because you have the online stores competing. What is so exciting about what's happening now with online businesses, even though I'm not excited about the recession, is online businesses is giving rise to the small businessmen again. We've talked about this on the show. In the olden days, you had little mom and pop shops, right? Then, by the 40s and 50s, you start to have these department stores. These large department stores start moving in, and little companies, little boutique shops start to go down because people are going to the big department stores. They can advertise. You have television to help advertise, etc. Then, boutique shops start to come back a little bit in the 60s and 70s, and then boom. Jemco, Kmart, Walmart in the 80s, 90s, and small businesses again pushed out because you have these big businesses. Well, then, who knew the rise of the internet? And on the internet, you could look like a big company. And you could compete with a big company because people now don't want to go to the big store. They don't want to drive to the big store. They want to sit at home. And so when they decide to Google Hangover 2 DVD, because they want to buy it, and they Google it, and your store sells it for 10 cents cheaper than Walmart, and you offer free shipping, boom, you got the sale. And I know many of you, these internet stores that I order things online are being done out of the person's house, out of their living room. I know, because when I call, because I need customer service, it's the same person that answers day after day after day. So now, Best Buy, I guess the joke about Best Buy out there is it's a showcase for other companies. People go in, they look and see what's at Best Buy, they pick the gadget they want, then they go online and get it cheaper. So of course Best Buy is in trouble. And the reason why Best Buy can't sell it cheaper is because they have the stores. So Best Buy is in a lot of trouble. And this online shopping has completely changed now the marketplace, such that the small businessman now has his opportunity. And I am so, I'm excited about that. It's the circle of life. And it's probably going to continue to be that way. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I guess, now, I mean, will everything go to online? I don't know. I do get a little nervous with online because you don't know what you're getting. At least with Best Buy, they could sell quality. You also can return items. But these online companies are doing the same thing. But what I really love about these online companies is many of you guys that have a job now, you're able to have a second job on the side online and set it up pretty inexpensively. So way to go, guys. Keep it going. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting. There's a pair of goggles, kind of a pair of glasses that doctors could use in the future to diagnose stroke. And they think it would be able to diagnose stroke in as quickly as little as 1 minute. Now, this, of course, is being published in the journal Stroke. No duh there. And apparently, strokes are misdiagnosed all the time in the United States. You know, people may have some speech issues. They may get a little bit of weakness. It may happen in their sleep. And if we don't get to the stroke in time, as a physician, your chance of death or long-term sequelae just increases, of course. The most common type of stroke is a thromboembolic stroke or ischemic stroke, where a clot basically cuts off part of the brain, versus your hemorrhagic stroke, where a part of the brain bleeds. Now, when I was in the ER, I had to figure this out fast Okay, now, and the reason why I had to figure it out fast was because if it was a clot, I needed to break up the clot. So I needed to give you TPA or something that would decrease and break that clot up so I could restore blood flow to the brain. And we had to work fast, and luckily we were. And it was a small hospital. We had a CAT scan. We were able to rock and roll. But for a lot of people that don't have that quick access to a hospital or quick access to a CAT scan, you could be in a lot of trouble. And keep in mind, we can't just give you TPA when you walk in the door because we need to know if you're bleeding or not. Now, remember a year or two ago, they came up with this maybe this ultrasound type thing that maybe paramedics could do as the patient is being driven in so they could tell the doctor, okay, it looks like we have a bleed versus it looks like it's a stroke that's not a bleed. Because it would be nice to be able to not have to wait for the CAT scan. Well, maybe these goggles could do that. And remember, with strokes, it could cause 20,000 to 30,000 deaths. A year, they say. I mean, this is some, it's a very scary thought that in addition to heart attack and everything else that we have to deal with, we have strokes and a very expensive condition, might I add. So the study was small, but they used 12 patients. Okay. And what they found is that these goggles, I guess, it's called a video oculography machine. I guess it's a modification of a head impulse test, which is used for people with chronic dizziness or inner ear disorders. And what they were able to do was you wear a pair of goggles that's hooked up to a webcam and special software. And the patient is asked to focus on one spot on the wall while the doctor moves the patient's head from side to side. Now, normally, your balance system will keep your eyes stable when your head is moving. So your eyes will still stay fixed on that one piece. For people that have vertigo, the test is usually abnormal. But stroke patients, even though they could be dizzy, may not have this impairment. They say the test was 100% accurate when compared to an MRI, sorting out people with strokes. And they found that 6 people had strokes, 6 people did not. Of the 12 people, using these, I guess, using this type of system, where they're able to watch the eyes that discreetly while you're supposed to be focusing on that spot on the wall, they said was at 100%. Now, GN Autometrics makes the device, loaned the devices for the study, but the research is funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health and other Swiss and U.S. organizations. Thank you for lending the goggles. I'm sure you're going to make a lot of money with this. This device, of course, could be a huge game changer if we could avoid the MRI, the very expensive MRI. If we could MRI, I don't know, about $1,200, and if we could avoid the CAT scan. Usually with CAT scan, what was tough, because when I was in training, or when I was actually working in the ER after training, MRI wasn't as big, and we were using CAT scans. CAT scans were quick. They were easier to do, a little cheaper. And but I couldn't give contrast yet, because if it was a bleed to the brain, you didn't want contrast going all over the brain. So we would have to do the CT without contrast first. Once we confirmed that there wasn't a bleed, then we had to go back and then do the CAT scan with the contrast, and then to see if it was a clot. Again, most of the time it was a clot. But again, it's very time consuming. So if they could come up with these goggles, do this quick 1 minute test, that would be cool. I don't know how accurate. I mean, again, this was only 12 people, but we'll see what they do with that one. Not too bad. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There is another super bug on the rise in U.S. hospitals, and health officials are really getting nervous about this one. Apparently, the latest bacteria is CRE bacteria, carbapenem-resistant enterobacter. These are germs resistant to the last resort group of antibiotics. They say last year, 4% of U.S. acute care hospitals and 18% of long-term acute care hospitals reported at least one case of dangerous CRE bacteria. Now, these are, of course, figures released from the CDC, which looked at almost 4,000 hospitals in the first 6 months of 2012, and they are now causing this superbug, nightmare bacteria. It is still rare, but if you can't hit this, with the fanciest of our antibiotics, we could be pretty screwed. And of course we did it to ourselves, but you know, we need to use antibiotics. Everybody says, well, doctors did this to us. Yeah, it's always the bad guys. Doctors are always the bad guys. Look, when penicillin first came out, didn't everybody want it? Okay, how do you not give the penicillin? How do you choose who's not going to get the antibiotic just because you want it for the long term, protect against antibiotic resistance? And then bugs got smarter, and bugs got smarter. I mean, this is what happens when you mess with nature. Nature will bite you in the butt. They'll come out with something bigger and stronger. Nature always wants to win over man. Nature will always want to win. That old European saying, man links and God, or no, man dinks and God links. Man does and works, God laughs. They say, you know, there are things beyond our control. And as we try to work, there's always something that's going to come up, you know, and beat us. My suggestion is let's try to kill bacteria non-antibiotic-wise. Where are lasers? Where are certain cleanses? There's got to be something else that we could use besides an antibiotic. Now, true, they could be resistant to that too. But, I mean, if these bugs are figuring out how antibiotics work, the aminoglycosides, the beta-lactam, penicillinases, if these bacteria know how to deal with the enzymes and how to deal with the all the nooks and crannies of how these antibiotics work and how they break down the cell wall and the cell membrane and the bacteriostatic, bactericidal. If these bacteria are that smart, then let's give them something they're not expecting. Obamacare. Well, I don't think it's going to kill them. They may be shocked. But no, let's just give them something. What about light there? I don't know. I mean, can you imagine treating a lobar pneumonia, a localized pneumonia with laser or light therapy or an abscess with some sort of therapy? You know, I know I should know better. I'm a doctor. I understand how antibiotics work. I get that. But think about it. Now, you know, at one of the dermatology conferences I was at about 10 years ago when staph, the nasty methicillin-resistant staph, was on the rise, they were discussing how you really don't even need to treat the MRSA a lot of times with antibiotics. If you have a localized abscess, and for any of you that have had MRSA, the nasty staph, it is painful. But they say if you just drain that abscess and throw some Vaseline on there, it'll go away. And many of you are probably nodding your head saying, yeah, I didn't go to the doctor, I didn't get antibiotics, and the sucker went away. Okay, well, you're lucky. Because it was localized, yeah, you know, you are lucky. Or what doctor in this litigious society is going to not give you the antibiotic? They're going to want to give you the antibiotic because, God forbid, it spreads, turns into sepsis, seeds somewhere else, you're in trouble. But many infections can actually be treated without antibiotics. They can. I'm really interested in this Manuka honey. Many of you guys are talking to me about this Manuka honey, where you could fight your colds with Manuka honey. I believe it. I do. I believe, well, then just get, let's start doling that sucker out. True bacteria will outsmart that too, but at least we could slow down on the antibiotic use. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right?
Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again,